Service.
Thank you, Pastor Gold. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Oh, praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Good to be in the house of the Lord and in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You are receiving some outlines, not outlines, but some handouts for you to keep. We won't have time to go over those. Those are personal devotions that we're handing out for your own benefit, for individual, for your family, for our youth group, or for a friend that you can go over. Once again, we are handing out our, you can be seated. We are handing out another introduction. This is our third intro on changing your world through prayer. We're calling this phase number 3. Amen. And I believe you have had two other handouts in the past few years. My daughter and my wife helped me with this lesson. And so on that single page, I told my daughter, it's time for you to write another intro. And so I gave her the theme of phase number 3, which is simple prayer. And so she just put some simple things down, but powerful things to remind us on prayer. And then the other handout is for Monday through Friday, personal prayer devotions that you can have with one another, even with your coworkers, with another young person, with another friend, maybe your spouse, maybe somebody else in the church. All that's for your personal use. You can even do one big devotional on the 5 days, do it into one. But I've broken down to 5 days. It's like 5 or 6 minute devotion, 10 minutes, however you want to do it. But so it's just for your own personal use. Amen. Thank you, Pastor and Sister Glover. The hospitality, the food, it's been great. Great time here in Sterling. A great time since we've been up with my wife, her first winter here. And have you to know, it is one of the craziest winters far as snow is concerned. So, amen. I've been coming for 11 winters now, and this is the worst that it's been. And her first winter, and it's crazy. Hello, somebody. Y'all smile tonight, man. Come on, y'all making me nervous tonight. Come on. Y'all smile tonight. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And so we're once again coming back this summer for the Crusades again. Amen. And I know it has been a sacrifice. Sister Churchill does a great job in putting everything together. And so I'm just throwing it out for you chaperones and young people. It's a sacrifice. I know you can work, jobs, you got to pay this and that. But you know what? I come to find out, as we have given of ourselves, sacrifice this summer. As long as Pastor approves it and everything, sacrifice this summer. It's going to be well worth it. It's going to be well worth it. If you miss $50 here, $200 here, it's going to be worth it for somebody to receive the Holy Ghost that you're going to pray through in those mission trips. It's worth it. Less sleep, a lot of travel, a lot of expense, but it's worth it. It's worth it. And we're once again going to make our way up here, and it's worth it for us. We have enjoyed it, Pastor Glover, tremendous time we have had. And there's a lot of prayer going on before those mission trips. Amen. And we will be focusing, I was talking to Brother Nyman, we'll be, the groups that are going to go with us to CarMax and Ross River, we're going to be having a 3-day only liquid fast that we're going to be doing before we get to the Crusades. So that's going to be exciting. Everybody that's going to be on the trip with us, every young person is going to be involved. So we're going to have plenty of time to do that before we go to CarMax, White Horse, and Ross River. So that's great. It goes along with prayer. Now, I won't have time tonight for the fasting bit, but we're going to get into the fasting bit on Sunday morning to go with prayer, and it's going to help you. We just came through with our 21 annual day Daniel's fast that we do every year, and I must say, Brother Glover, and I've done quite a few of them, and you know, I have to say this is probably the best year I had in doing it. I wasn't that hungry. I can, you know, cookies and cream, and we talked about it, and peach cobbler and all that, you know. But But this was probably the greatest year that I've had personally in going through the fast, where I did not hunger for those things that we gave up, like ice cream and all soda water, no hard meats. We had some chicken soup. We had Jell-O's and stuff like that. But once again, amen, sacrifice. So it proved, amen, that the, and I'm going to be talking about some miracles that have happened since January 1. Miracles that have happened after we got through with the fast. Amen. And I'm also going to tell you about why maybe sometimes God doesn't answer our prayer. Say, hey, I'll make you feel better, okay? Amen. If you'll stand, we're going to read Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. We have used a lot of scriptures in the last few years, but this is really the main scripture. And I'm going to add a brand new scripture tonight that I have not used here. I might have used it in passing, but I don't think I have. But this scripture we have used in the last couple of years, but I'm going to go back to it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, changing your world through prayer, phase number 3. It says, from the New Living Translation, and I know you have what, King James? But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. And then from the Message Translation, here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply, there's that word again, simply and the next word, and honestly as you can manage. That's all really the Lord requires us to do, folks. Not big, gigantic words and all. Just come simple and honestly before God. As you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, as you have learned in your prayer time. And you will begin to sense His grace. Then from the Amplified Version, it says, but when you pray, get into your most private room, wherever that room may be, and closing the door, that means emails close, iPods close, iPhones you don't answer. Uh-oh. Well, hallelujah now. Amen. Closing the door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you in the open. Isaiah chapter 55. This is a new scripture. And you might say, well, but I'm going to show you what this scripture has to do with our lesson tonight. Amen, as you turn there. Also, usually we have a vehicle when we travel up here, but we're still working on it, and I want to thank the Villa family for bringing us up here. Amen, and hosting us for a day or so and helping them. And Aaron and, was it Aaron? Ricky and Bernard? Oh, okay. They done heard me twice already. Sunday, they wanted to tag along over with Brother Fitz and Brother Ebart, which I preached, so they haven't heard none of this, but. And so they said, man, this is neat, man. Two services on Sunday. See how other people do it. And that's good. I'm glad that they were able to come with us. And they had a great time in worship and in fellowship with different believers. Verse 6 of Isaiah 55 says this. Right off of the bat, ladies and gents. And thank you for your patience and standing. Would it be better if y'all want to go ahead and sit down? You all okay? Right off of the message, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Hallelujah. Call ye upon him while he is near. It's a form of prayer. If you read the Psalms, those psalmists, Asaph, the sons of Korah, David, Moses, they, you get what I'm saying? Verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way and the right, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God. For he will watch abundantly pardon. Praise God. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Am I right? Am I right? Amen. Then why don't we do it more often? That was a trick. That was a trick question. Let me see y'all here. Hallelujah. Y'all still here? All right. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven. Oh, Lord. I was praying the other day, said Sister Glover. Lord, can you just, in my own way, kind of chill on the snow? In my own way, you might not agree with my terminology. Lord, okay, or if you make you feel better, Lord, can you just kind of hold off on the snow? Okay. I had a flashback to the 60s, okay, folks? All right, here we go. Oh, hallelujah. And returning not thither, but watereth the earth. We had a drought this summer, and then all of a sudden we have floods in Houston. Man. And maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, wow, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void unto me, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Well, I've read that scripture many times, Bishop, and trying to ease it into prayer. And the more I read it, the more I got excited on it. Yeah. Praise yeah. God. Amen. Amen. I want to start out on a statement. And since I've been here, I've wrote down a lot of stuff. So this thing just keeps growing on me. Keep growing and growing. But I want to read you a statement real quick as we begin. And as you have revival here, not only as a corporate group of believers, but revival in your home or in your jobs or in your youth group. Let me throw out a quick thing that I wrote down here and see if you find yourself here and if you agree with what I'm about to say. Don't pray for a Jabez blessing. Everybody know who Jabez was, right? Don't pray for a Jabez blessing if you won't embrace Jabez thinking. Watch this. What good is enlarged territory in the hands of small minds? So I wrote at the end, I said that. So I put on there, and I haven't typed that out, but I have it handwritten in an exclamation mark. So I wrote at the end, think big. All right. Hallelujah. Think big. A lot of people don't want to grow. Not only spiritually, but in numbers, because some folk don't want to change. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I ain't supposed to say that. Sorry about that. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. I mean, that's in our area. I mean, I'm talking about your secular jobs all the way to your prayer, to your ministry, to your Sunday school, to your witness. You can grow in your witness. Witnessing to somebody. Hallelujah. I'm having a good time up here. Praise God. Because I'm learning something already. Thank you, Jesus. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we go to the first one, sis. God's word discerns the thoughts. And I got this from Isaiah 55. God's word discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, when we pray God's word, and you know, here a couple of years back, I gave you the prayer guides on how to pray God's word, using it on spirits and situations we all face, it begins to cut through thoughts and attitudes in order to bring about a change. And I put in parentheses there, that change is in me. That's why I come with this title, Changing Your World Through Prayer. Because when you change your world, your thoughts, your attitudes, it changes the world out here. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. Praise God. So God is blessed by our obedience. Think about it. Our praise and our worship, when blessing God, we create an environment in which His blessings can flourish our lives. Think about it. Now, some of this I'm going to elaborate, and some of this, as I've done in the past, I'm going to give you just some homework for you to take. I was taught this way by Pastor Dees in Bible studies. He taught great Bible studies and handouts and so on. But then he left the other stuff to us to think about and go home and do a little work on it. So I guess that has stayed in me all these years. Amen. So I'll elaborate in some. I'll probably leave you hanging, but I'm not really leaving you hanging. Just finish it on your own, okay? Blessings bring forth a manifestation of the glory of God. So I have to pray like this. I pray and speak forth blessings. Think about it. I pray and speak forth blessings. And in the statement, back when we had the general conference in Houston 2 years ago, talking about flourishing in our blessings, I was in the lobby of the headquarters hotel of the general conference, and Bishop Kenneth Haney comes through the lobby there, and I'm right there. I guess a few of us were there, and he has a puzzled look on his face and a kind of worried look on his face, and he has a big box. Well, in that general conference, I was helping Brother Gidros, and we were shining shoes for everybody, and we handed out, the district combined, Texas district and South Texas district combined together, handed out off kind of white Texas cowboy hats to all the executive board. And so every one of them got one. And so he comes down, and I know Brother Haney, because when you're an evangelist, you travel to different airports, and every once in a while, Brother Glover, I would see Brother Haney, and we would say hi, talk a minute. Every once in a while, I would see Elder Kilgore, and hey, how you doing? And some of the other fellows that, you know, evangelize and travel. So we, and some of us end up on the same plane. And so he said, Brother Lamas, I said, yeah, Brother Haney, how you doing? You know, man, I don't know what to do. I'm talking about blessings now, okay? Pray and speak for blessings. And I said, what's the matter, Bishop? You know how kind of Bishop, you know. I am not going to have room to put this hat on the airplane. Man, it's a dilemma. I said, okay. I said, he said, I'm trying to find a way to get it. And before, you know, and we do this because we like to bless people. And I said, Bishop, I tell you what I'll do. I said, give me the hat, give me your information, and I'll send it to your house in Stockton, California. Really? And I said, don't worry about it. I mean, he got bigger fish to fry. Don't worry about a cowboy hat. Let me take care of the small stuff, you know. And so, boy, you should have seen the relief on his face. Thank you. Oh, thank you. He said, how much owe you? I said, you don't owe me anything. Boy, I want to get blessed. Right. Yeah. So he cost me about $10 to send his hat. And I was in Chicago preaching, and my wife calls and said, hey, honey, you got a letter from the bishop? I said, wow, hallelujah. Before he passed away, you know, 2 years ago. And so I have the letter here. Reverend Kenneth Haney, address, Stockton, California, Reverend Fernando Lama, la, 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 you know, stuff like that. And inside was a thank you, you know, bishop. Let me read it here with my glasses. But I'm going to go somewhere real quick. Just hold your horses here. Says, thank you, Brother Lamas, for mailing my hat. I appreciate you doing this for me. Your kindness and thoughtfulness touch me. May God bless you. And then he signed it. Boy, I'm going to keep this booger. Whew. Boy, he signed it, and so I carry it with me, Brother Glover. Amen. But what surprised me, my wife said, he sent you a check. I said, no, I didn't. And I wanted to really get on the phone and call him and say, you shouldn't have done it. You know, but I'm not going to do that to the bishop. I said, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me. But it's going to be $10. He sent me a check, Brother Glover. I can say this now, he's gone. I mean, he's on going to be with the Lord, and I know he didn't, but now that I can say it now. And it was only $25. A $25 check. It only cost me $10. I didn't ask him for anything. I said, I'll be glad to do it from my heart. I mean, the Lord knew my heart when I took that hat in that lobby and said, I'll take care of it. But he, but, hallelujah. But so we create an environment in which his blessings can flourish in our lives. I didn't ask for that. God bargained for that. When you pray and you fast and you seek God, there will be some things of the miraculous, whether they be small or big. Count your blessings. From somebody buying you, even if somebody buys you a meal at McDonald's, that's a blessing. You can thank God. And that was my whole point. And so this now means more to me than ever before. Amen. And I cherish it. And I thank God that he didn't have to, that $25 check. It's just $25. But I said, thank you, Lord, that he would, me, I'm just a plain old evangelist here, you know. And he'd been all over the world. And I thank God, amen, that I received it. And I say, thank you for blessing. And right away I said, bless him even more, Lord. See, that's the key. Bless him even more. And I don't know what. And I'm going to get to why some things happen. So, the next one's this. All right. And I just wanted to mention that. But how is your spiritual walk with God? All right. Find out what condition your prayer life is in. I believe the main reason why people drift away from God, and I know some people like to use the word backslider and some don't. Well, backslidden, backslider, drifting away from, used to come, is because of their prayer life. So I ask you, is it non-existent tonight, right now? I'm talking about Thursday night. Is it exciting? Is it discouraging? Is it dynamic? Is it sinful? Uh-oh. Is it growing? Boy, that. Is it contagious? When you pray, is it contagious around, whether your co-workers, your church, your other friends? Is it embarrassing? Is it in decline? Is it hopeless? Is it defeated? Is it victorious? Is it joyful? Is it joyful? Well, things ain't going right. I'm not happy. Oh, well, that's good because happiness and joyful are two different things. Hello, somebody. Yeah. Huh? Come on. Is it joyful? Wow. You, ladies and gents, you got to find yourself somewhere in here. And I'm not talking about 2 and 3 hours every day. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. Brother T.F. Tenney has told us here recently, here, at Because of the Times, he said, I pray for 30 minutes at a time. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Others pray 15 minutes at a time. Nothing wrong with that. The thing is it growing? Of course, Brother Tenney prays several times a day, but he prays in 30-minute intervals. You know, some people pray in 5 minutes, do it 4 or 5 times a day. That's still praying. Right. You ain't got to just hammer down and get your nose on the carpet for 4 or 5 hours. That's great when you can, and you should, from time to time. But 5 minutes here, 10 here, 15 here, got a chance, 30 here like Bishop Tenney, you know. Amen. Praise God. And then this statement that you might find yourself in. And I just wrote it down because we all have felt like this at one time or another, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes I feel too numb to pray, Lord. Ever felt that way? It's not that I don't believe you answer prayer. I do believe. But sometimes when I pray and I pray and don't see any changes and or circumstances in my life, I lose heart. And ain't no telling how many times I get phone calls and texts on my iPhone that says, I don't. Okay, well, let me go ahead and finish this. Please forgive my lack of faith and impatience, Lord. Help me to take your word to heart that we, according to Luke 18 and 1, should always pray and not give up. When the woman kept knocking on the door of the unjust judge, according to Luke chapter 18 and verse 6, she got what she asked for. Am I right? When the man in the Bible knocked on his friend's door after midnight, and the friend wanted him to go away, you said, according to Luke chapter 11, verse 18, because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So we have really two instances right here. When I pray, Lord, and I pray, and I pray, and pray, ain't nothing happening. I don't get no answer. I lose heart. I see people that I love that are desperately ill and nothing still happens. On the flip side of that, we also have scripture that if you keep, he's going to answer. And this is most debated and this is most talked about among our circles. And folks, I'm going to just give you an honest answer. Me and Pastor Glover were talking about it today. There's some things that just happen that are just part of life. I don't have the answer sometimes. Why God heals one, not the other. Why somebody goes on to glory and the other one is miraculously healed and they live another 10 years. I don't have the answers, but I do have the answer that the Bible says to keep on praying. To keep on praying. And I guess that really is the most asked question that we receive. Why? And nothing wrong with why, folks. If you do it with a good motive or with the right motive and you're sincere and you're honest. Okay? Not in a bitter way or in a grudging way or in a crazy way, but you're honest. I mean, you want answers, or I want answers. But we talked about it today. You have to let God be God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know that's tough to swallow. I know that's tough to swallow because I've had many prayers answered and some, it just didn't come, folks. Just didn't come. But God is still God and God is still great. God is still great and awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the Lord does answer. I was praying for my niece one time. She had a bad toothache. Bad. And she was what, babe, swole, wasn't she? She was like, she had a reaction to, what was it?
A CAT scan.
A CAT scan? And boy, man. She said, Uncle Fred, you know, that's what they call me, my nieces and nephews. Uncle Fred, you got to pray for me. You've just got to pray for me. I said, well, we're going to believe God. And we laid hands on her, and it went, what, 60 seconds, right before our eyes. Perfect. In Jesus' name. On the flip side of that, I've been in the hospital with my wife's aunt's daughter. And we laid hands on that person, Brother Glover, and the tubes and all that. And I said, Lord, we want you to raise her up in Jesus' name, Lord. According to your will. Not, let's see what happens, Lord. In Jesus' name. Nothing happened. So we came back again and again and again. And the family finally said, can you do something for us? I said, well, we prayed for Pauline and you know, she's on the ventilator and all that. Yeah. And they said, we can't do it, but we want you to do it. Oof. She said, go out there and tell the nurses to come in here, unplug everything, we'll see what happens. That's kind of, I pray for the girl, Bishop, yeah. You know. Yeah. But God is God, folks. God is God. And I'm sure you have been on both, and many of you have been on both ends, where God miraculously did something, and for other things, we don't understand some things. But ladies and gentlemen, you cannot lose heart, according to Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. You understand where I'm coming? Is it making sense tonight? Or you understand where I'm coming from? We've got to keep praying. We've got to keep praying. That's why. We encourage the backsliders or those people that have drifted away from God to come back. Bring it back to an altar. Bring it to the altar. Don't stay away for months at a time. Because missing church will separate you from God. The more you miss church, the more you miss your prayer time, whether it be corporate, when Bishop calls for it, or your own personal devotion, the more you miss it, the less you pray, the more the world influences you and I. Hallelujah. Praise God. Got to change your world. And sometimes it ain't easy. Huh? You think it's hopeless? You think it's discouraging? You think it's defeated? But it's really not. Amen. Hallelujah. And constantly we just pray for my niece's baby at Texas Children's Hospital. We went up there. And, her name is Journey. Journey, 3 months old. Seizures and all kind of crazy stuff happening to the little baby. Beautiful, beautiful baby. We lay hands on the baby and all that, and the Lord touched her there and got the seizures out of the way and this and that, and then some more bad news came along. But within that, my niece said, oh, Uncle Fernando, can you pray for me? Can you pray for me? My blood pressure has been so high. So me and, well, because me and her, Uncle Fred and Nanny, you know, that's what she calls us. So me and my wife prayed. We laid hands on her right then in the ICU. Hey, when God wants to, he going to move. I don't care what the nurses say, I don't care what nobody say. You don't have to get radical. Just pray. Just pray. So we prayed right there. Instantly, she called us and said, my blood pressure is back to normal. And before we came up here, even since we've been up here, she says, my blood pressure has never gone high no more. Yet the baby girl is right. She's got a lot of problems, Bishop. But we're still believing God. She says she'll never be able to walk. She won't be able to speak. But we're believing God. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We like to speak in tongues when we come to church. We like to dance. We like to shout. We like to lift up our hands. We want to run around sometimes. But we don't want to pray for 5 minutes at home. Oh, I'm sorry. I ain't supposed to say that. I ain't supposed to say that. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In this 21-day Daniel's fast, it broke some things, Brother Glover, that my wife and I have been praying for 5 or 6 years that had not broke. Wow. And I was trying to do all the prayer, all the fasting, the 24-hour prayer that I did. I said, oh, Lord, yeah. But I can't lose heart. Lord, if I'm going to teach this thing, like you told me in 1999, when you first started in 1999, when you first did it, I can't lose heart. I can't lose heart, Lord, because if I don't do it, then I don't deserve to teach this thing, Lord. So I've got to dig in the trenches. So this year, This year, our theme was, and the Lord gave it to me back in Thanksgiving, like he does for my home church. I'm responsible for our theme. This is our year of living in the overflow. And things have broke. That doesn't mean that we're not without a spiritual warfare. It's going to be there. Because when the church is revived, when you people as individuals are revived through your prayer, fasting, and coming to church and giving another, when all that is revived, and when God blesses you and gives you promotions and lets you have a great day in your business or your job, whatever it is, when you're revived, when the church is revived, so too is the devil. Watch it. Don't get too hatty. Don't get too high and mighty. Watch it. He's around the corner. Watch it. Keep yourself humble. Thank you, Lord, for a great day. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because I know without him, we cannot do anything. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. Thank you for the increase in the youth group. 10 new young people this year. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be jealous if they're more gifted than you are. Well, hallelujah, Kairos. Hallelujah. After all, y'all been praying for an increase. Well, let the Lord give the increase however he chooses to do it. Hallelujah. Praise God and rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. When we're in Clue, Texas, before we came up here, New Year's Eve, where we usually go. It's like a tradition. We've been there, oh boy. We've been preaching for them since 1982 or 83. And we've done, how many? 15, 20 or so New Year's Eve services for that church, for that pastor. And we're great friends. We all got our license together. And but there was this one lady. I'm talking about prayer changing your world. What's this miracle right here? This lady had been coming to this church years and years, playing, singing in the praise team, playing, singing in the praise team, faithful. Her husband came, just sat down from time to time, and then he wouldn't come for a while, then he came for a while. Then in the last 2 years, he came steady. He came steady. Every service. They have Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, youth night, prayer night. And he came steady, very steady. Brother John. I call him Brother John now because he got the Holy Ghost now. She prayed 30 years for her spouse to be saved. 30 years. A lot of discouraging stories that she told us with her kids and with her husband. But she was the only faithful one in that family that came. I'm talking about the power of prayer. Come on now. You cannot give up. According to Luke 18 and 1. Pray and not faint. Don't give up, folks. For he finally received the Holy Ghost. After 30 years. Now he's totally involved in all phases of ministries. But before then, Brother Glover, he was still faithful to the house of God. Because according to the pastor, when he talked to me in the study, he said that man, through the years, even though he didn't come all the time, was faithful in his tithing. Even though he didn't come to church, he still read the word. He knew according to the word. I have a man right now, used to be married to my niece. They're divorced now. But we've always loved them. I've always told them to go to church. And he is, since when? Off and on, but now real steady. For a number of months now, has been sending his tithing to Lama's Ministries. Yeah. But I tell him, I won't mention his name, but I said, you still got to find your church. When you do, that's where your money goes. Right. Sure. He's a talented individual. He plays guitar and he can sing. Lord, what an addition to the church. Yeah. Hallelujah. If we can get his act together. He's got a good heart. He has a good heart. Hey, faithfully, he sends that every week. Every week to my house. Every week. Amen. Hallelujah. And the ministries from California. I'm talking about the power of prayer. In California, I've never preached for this pastor. I've known him through the years, folks, through the years back in Houston. They call him, well, he's one of the men that we call the walking Bible. He usually comes to the pulpit. It's not Johnny James. It's another man. He usually comes to the pulpit without his Bible, and he'll tell you what scripture to turn to, blah, 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 man. And then he'll say, okay, well, in Psalm so-so, there it is. Well, we'll go to this room, and all through his preaching, bam, like a machine. And so we're friends on Facebook, and we got reacquainted some months back again. I said, hey, good to see you. Oh, Brother Lamas, how you doing? I said, well, we're doing good in Houston. We're traveling this and that. And so at the beginning, what, is it this year or after the fast? The beginning of the year, as we were fasting, he writes me a note, Bishop. I'm talking about answered prayer. He said, the Lord has put in my heart. I ain't mentioned about nothing. To send you $100 every week. And this happens at the beginning of the year. Never preached for the man. He's in California. I can say this. Won't mention his name. Some of you might know his name. But I'm not going to mention his name. Don't want to give it away. Till I go preach for him. Which we will hopefully sometime this year. Amen. You see what I'm getting at? I had my ticket, and we've been praying that my wife could make it maybe one of these winners. I had my ticket, and after the Daniel's fast, I said, baby, I don't know how you can come up here with the money. I just don't know. We're going to pray about it, see what happens and all that. But I went ahead and got my ticket, and it looked like she wasn't going to come again, Sister Glover. You know, she's been in the summer, but I wanted her to come and experience a winner, believe it or not, here. And I warned her, you know, but I didn't know it was going to be this bad. And through some means, we receive what we call, at least as our as a couple praying together, what we call, we receive some miracle money. That paid for her ticket. What's this? Because God, now you want to do daytime ministry, that's okay. You might say, man, I ain't got a lot of money. But what's that? I'm trying to help somebody here. I'm trying to help somebody. You sow seed in ministries, in the church even. You got to keep sowing. You got to keep sowing. Right. We sowed when we didn't have anything. But we kept sowing. Uh-huh. Watch this. After she got her ticket paid, there was a lady, pastor's lady, that says she saw where she was coming to Alaska. She wrote my wife a note on Facebook. Oh, Sister Lamas, I totally forgot that I told you that I was going to pay for your ticket when you decided to go to Alaska. So not only did she get her ticket paid before this lady saw the thing, she went ahead and sent the bonus money to her. So it's paid twice. Hallelujah! Didn't come out of the Lama's funds. It came out of glory. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've always been blessed here staying with somebody. Whether it's in Anchorage with the Esparzas or with Sister Via's cousin or with them or with y'all. Getting a vehicle from the Esparzas. God's blessed us. We keep sowing. I tell you, Simon Luska comes to town. We want to always take him out to eat. He always ends up paying. He says, your money's no good in Alaska. I said, Lord, you know my heart, Lord. I want to pay. God bargained for that. I didn't bargain for that, folks. I'll pray and speak blessings. Praise God. That's part of prayer, folks. Now, I realize we are going through dry spells, but I'm telling you, for five years, we've been praying for some things and some of the things, and they are continuing to break. Some others, we're still waiting on. You see what I mean? But I'm not going to quit just because they haven't come to pass. I'm not going to quit praying because they haven't come to pass. Hallelujah. My daughter was real sick. Real sick. And my wife just went on a simple fast. What we call it simple. It's not a full-blown fast. But any fast is a fast. She was real sick in her body. Man, I'm telling you, you know, you don't like to see your own kids sick. Huh? Come on. Come on. You don't like to see your own kids sick. And I don't like to see anybody's kids sick, whether I get along with them or not. I want to, for Ricky, I don't like, if I don't get along, I still don't want to see you sick. Ah, dirty devil, you deserve that. No. Whoa. That's not praying and speaking blessings, folks. You may not agree with everything Ricky does, but you got to agree to disagree. I mean, using it for an example. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. What was I? Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Is this okay, Brother Glover? I gotta go. And so my wife decided to go on a fast. This one is a partial, okay? So for 21 weeks, I'm talking about prayer and blessings. For 21 weeks, she fasted from meat and sodas, soft drinks, for 21. Now, for me and her, and I don't know why this happens, Brother Glover, and other people, I'm envious, but not really. When her and I go on Daniel's fast, or we fast from something, and this is the honest truth, folks, God is my witness, we don't lose a lot of weight. We may gain a couple of pounds. I don't know how that is. I have no idea how that is. But God knows our number one motive is what we're fasting for. So we have never lost a lot of weight fasting. Other folk, man, you know, and I lost 17 pounds on 21 days. I lost 20. Well, hallelujah, Lord. But the Lord reminds me, remember what you, yes, sir. What I'm fasting, I'm not fasting to lose weight, even though, you know, you do need a balance. I understand that. But for 21 weeks, she did that. And today I can honestly say she has her ups and downs, but she's totally, totally better. Better. Totally better. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to sacrifice something. And I'll talk about that Sunday. Well, you know, you can fast, but you got to be praying. Just don't fast. And no prayer ain't going to do you no good. Amen. Okay, well, I know I kind of got off here a little bit, but I'm trying to give you some stuff to encourage you at the same time, give you both sides, because I don't want to come up here and say, yeah, God done to this, yeah, la, 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 la. I'm giving you both sides. I praise the Father, some folks, and I don't know. I don't have all the answers, folks. But I tell you what, I'm like, Jeff Arnold made a statement one time. Well, next. Man, next. And we have to think like that. Next. Doesn't mean I'm leaving them behind. I'm still praying for them. But if nothing happens, Lord, you got it under control. But I did what we're supposed to do. I'm just going to keep on praying. Amen. And I'm going to pray over and over again with the right motive. You can be repetitious, but with the right motive. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Teresa of Avila, I think that's the way you pronounce it, from Spain. She said this. She said, I can find nothing to compare with the great beauty of a soul and its infinite capacity. The soul is nothing but a paradise in which the Lord takes delight. We were born with dignity and beauty. Our busy lives don't fit the Lord in our busy schedules. Make this relationship a priority. She goes on to say, forgive me. Somehow, I had weak tissues when I come up here. Montana and Chicago, the cold weather states. This relationship is very cornerstone. This relationship is the very cornerstone of our life. She goes on to say, surrender is the key word. Easy to say, but far more difficult to live. We wrestle with the Lord at every moment that we resist what is happening in our lives. Teresa of Avila of Spain. Born 1515, passed away in 1582 at the age of 68 years old. Her body was said to give off the perfume of roses. Wow. Wow. Woo. Dedication. Consecration. Wow. Man. So I read that and I wrote a simple statement, and most of you have heard it, but I just wrote it all over again to remind myself, so I pass it on to you. It's amazing how much we want to hear God's voice, yet how little time we spend in His presence. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. What time? I got to watch my time here. Hallelujah. We want to pray. Okay. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we plug the battery into a charger, it does not chatter away about how much it needs the charging. It simply and quietly accepts the inflow of energy. And when we pray, Jesus is telling us we should get into the depths of our being and shut out the concerns of the world and pray to the Father in secret, which is according to Matthew 6:6. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Next one says, I'm going to skip some of this stuff because I want to get to some things here. Oh, boy, this is, oh, boy, I hope I can get to this one here. So often we are afraid of brokenness. You wonder why we don't have breakthroughs the way we're supposed to? We don't want to be broken. Oh, come on now. You don't want to break because you lose your manhood and your womanhood or machoism. So often we're afraid of brokenness. But if the outer man has things broken off, the powerful things inside us can pour forth. The perfume of the Holy Spirit is within us. But the alabaster box, which is the flesh, has to be broken for that sweet fragrance to be released. Huh? Hallelujah. Let the fountain of the deep open up in you. There is a deposit in you. Pray because there is more. When praying, enjoy the moment. A lot of us do not enjoy the moment when we pray anymore. It's a shore. Does this come? Enjoy the moment. We were at Golden Corral this weekend and the guys, boy, I'm glad we went to all-you-can-eat buffet with these guys here. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. That's the way to feed grown boys, I'm telling you. No, you know, I'm using y'all. And that's what, I'll tell you what, there's some girls that can eat the Esparza girls, the little ones. Went to a Mexican joint. And some those old fashioned, they overfill your plate. The dishwasher didn't have to clean the plate. Little Peely and Jasmine, they cleaned the plate. There was nothing to clean, Bishop. So that's the girls, boys. Same. So I'm not focusing on. That's what, just for men and women, young people, you know. And but we go next plate, next plate, next plate. Then everybody goes to the straw, to the chocolate fountain. I can truly say, thank you, Lord, I have not made it there yet. I have not made the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral yet. Now, I might one of these days. My granddaughter has been there many times. And you probably have if you've been up there. Amen. But what am I saying? I'm talking about food and talking about prayer. So I'm going to pray. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, pray me down the room. Thank you. Oh, bye. We don't enjoy the moment. I'm busy, Lord. But you know what? Make me $1,000 today. Lord, give me a promotion at the job. Bye. Lord, give me $1 raise per hour. Okay, bye. Oh, yeah. When praying, enjoy the moment. And I tell people all the time, keep a recorder or keep a notepad or something, or your iPhone, you know, they got the record or something. And when you're praying and you're enjoying the moment and you're enjoying his presence and you're praying, whether you're intercessory prayer, interceding for somebody, or you have a need or just praying, if you enjoy the moment in praying, folks, there will almost always be something that you can jot down that the Lord will give to you. All right. It's just like when you read your Bible. Wow, I read this scripture many times. And Lord, thank you. I never thought about this. Well, he gave you something. He gave you some fresh. He gave you some fresh revelation. And it could be only for you, or it could be for somebody for you to share it with. Amen. Huh? Amen. Enjoy the moment, folks. Enjoy the moment. Even if it's 5 minutes, make it the best 5 minutes that you possibly can. Enjoy it.
Praise God.
Enjoy it. Because after all of us are praying for needs every day. Every day. Sometimes our lists, Brother Glory, don't get shorter. They get longer of the many, many prayer needs that we have in our families, in our churches, in our co-workers. And it just grows and grows. But we got to keep on praying according to Luke 18 and 1. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to, okay. I don't have much time. And I'm just going to mention this in passing because I think I mentioned this before, but I'm not sure, but I'm going to do it again. Whether you're developing a relationship, preparing a meal, making a cake, fixing a car, running an errand, or writing an essay, there is one key ingredient needed: time. Spending time with God develops your ability to communicate with Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We were in Arkansas preaching revival, and there were a lot of people praying and fasting for that revival. Even while the revival was going on, there were people still fasting. And this man had come to this church for a few weeks, and he sat on the front row. And in one of the altar services, Bishop, he came out for prayer. I didn't know who he was. I had no idea. In Arkansas, one of our churches, and we were praying for a number of people on requests, and I got to this gentleman, and I told him, I said, "Sir, what do you want us to pray for?" Because people have to be honest. And what he told me didn't shock me, because I prayed this prayer before. He said, "I want to be delivered from cigarettes." Okay, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I said, "Okay, sir, I appreciate your honesty, and we're going to pray for you. But, you know, I think I've told you here in times past, the way I do it is I take oil on their tongue and we curse it out." My wife does that to the ladies. I do that to the men that request it. We just don't. They have to want it, because this is serious. You're making a vow to the Lord, not to us, not to the glory, if that happens ever. You're making a vow to the Lord. So I told him, "Okay, sir, I want to thank you for your honesty." And here's right in front of the congregation. It's no big deal. "So this is what I'm going to pray. I'm going to put oil on your tongue, sir. Me and pastor are going to pray for you. And I'm going to curse that out in Jesus' name. And sir, if you decide to go back out this door, smoke again, I'm going to ask the Lord. And then you can tell me whether you want me to pray or not after I finish. I'm going to ask the Lord to send you to this hospital in this city and make you deathly sick." Now we're going to see where the rubber meets the road, baby. Because tonight you're wasting my time, the church time, most of all, God's time. Either you want it or you don't. Boy, people, he looked at me like that. I said, "I know, I was being kind of sincere. Do you want me to pray for you now?" That's my, yes. I said, "Ooh, okay, hallelujah." And I told him, "It ain't going to be no pacified prayer." I said, I'm going to pray. And, you know, I'm a loud person. I probably don't even need this mic tonight, but I'm a loud person. And so I prayed, Brother Glover, put that oil in. Me and Pastor prayed, you know, people around. And I just went nuts. In the name of Jesus, I cast the cigarette demon out of him. People were started freaking out. I told you, I don't mess around when I'm praying, folks. You either real or you ain't real. Okay? Brother Glover's busy, okay? Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. Okay? But you know, but we're trying to be real. And I know you're busy, okay? Either people, if people want to be delivered, Bishop, and you've seen it, they will be delivered and be set free. Amen. There'll be struggles, but that's why the leadership is here. Okay? So I cuss it out. Jesus, Lord, take it out in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, I don't know if they heard me outside the door or not, but I was praying loud. When I be? Or something like that. And my wife, and got through, and you know. So then I hear the story. Somebody messed up our bathroom in the church. Come to find out, when we prayed, something like that, baby, right? Am I telling the truth? Yeah. Right? You're all right. She was there. He went in the bathroom. He started throwing up yellow nicotine stuff, cleaning his system out. Better watch what you pray for. It might happen. But that was a good happening, Bishop. I mean, you know that. We love to be, you know, drugs and so on and alcohol. We love to see God do the miraculous. And for the next few days, from what I heard, he tried to take a drag. Well, that cigarette, instead of his friend, was now his enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come on. I'm talking about the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Huh? Come on now. I'm sharing with you tonight real life stories. Okay? Of what has happened to us. And I'm going to share with some of you some more on Sunday morning. But I'm saying, if people want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they can. Amen. They want to be baptized in Jesus' name. The tanks are almost always ready. They can. You want to be delivered from a habit or something that's kicking you? You can. We all have struggles, folks. But you got to have the want to. Too many instances in the Bible. Women with the issue of blood. And this and so on and so forth. Too many instances where God miraculously delivered, healed, set free. Amen. So we know that the power of prayer works. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to close with this section. Can I have a little bit more section here, Bishop? Okay. I'm going to close with this section here. Go ahead, sis. Give me one more. The next one. We'll go back to that one on Sunday. This is the one. And then I'm going to close with this right here. Watch, folks. Our power is in harmony. Harmony. Agreement, unity, togetherness. Regardless of how I feel about you. Regardless of what's going on. If I want my prayer, I'm going somewhere as I close. With relationships between those who pray. Unity begins with a small number as just two. It's a yes coming from the soul. Ladies and gentlemen, harmony is powerful. This is what I want to get to. Answered prayer hinges on healthy relationships. Husband and wife. Young person to young person. Co-worker, co-worker. Friend, friend. You get where I'm coming from? Regardless whether I agree with you or not. You know? I'm on your team. And if I want my prayers answered, I got to have a healthy relationship with you. Even though we can walk away and not agree on certain things, still, we're on the same team. All right? Husband, wife, family. Nobody likes this verse found in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. In line with that. Likewise, ye husbands. Whoa. Come on, guys, smile now. Dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. And as being, watch this. So we say the weaker vessel, but we miss the next statement. And as being heirs together, not above, not beneath, not in your face, side by side. What's this? It didn't stop there. As being heirs together of the grace of life. Watch this. That your prayers be not hindered. Woo! Fernando! Family won't do good. You better have a good... I might not agree with my wife, but I can't curse her, and I can't damn and condemn her, and I can't speak stupid stuff to her. My prayers will not be answered. Same thing with young person to young person. Y'all might not agree, but you got to get it together, guys. You got to get it together, girls. Co-worker to co-worker. And I know that's crazy in the workplace sometimes. You do, they do a lot of stuff you don't agree, but you got to. Doesn't mean you got to. Wow. Wow. Health answered prayer hinges on healthy relationships. Ah. Ooh. We are supposed to love our wives as Christ loved the church. Why is it quiet in here? I'm talking about prayer. I ain't hammering on the guys or the girls. I mean, it works both ways. But as leaders, not dictators. Oh, I'm sorry. Leaders, not dictators. Not it's my way or the highway. I know we like to say that sometimes. I have trust in my wife. Trust me. I don't go into her email. She don't goes into mine. She asks me, can I get on? I say, yeah, go ahead. I ain't got nothing to hide. She knows my password. She don't check my iPhone. She don't go through my phone on anything. I don't go through my grandkids' iPhone. I don't go through my daughter's or my son-in-law's iPhone. I ask them, can I, if I need, I can, it's called respect. Even though I'm a daddy. And maybe there might be some good reason sometimes, Bishop. I mean, if he says otherwise, then you do what he says. But I don't go banging into their stuff. I got to respect it. I want respect. I got to respect them. I'm in the Bible. And I'll get on that on Proverbs on Sunday. I'm talking about the power of green. I'm talking about answered. I'm talking about good stuff. I'm talking about the best stuff, folks. Answered prayer hinges on healthy relationships. And the relationships, they can be healthy. We might not be able to agree on everything, but we can still have a healthy relationship. But this year, what I've done, and me and my wife talked about it. Every now and then, I'm laying my hands on her. And I'm speaking blessings upon my wife. Doesn't mean we do everything. I agree everything, Brother Glover, but we don't. We don't. We have our moments. But still, me. And I speak forth into, and I call her name, Elizabeth Diane Lamas. I have to do that. We like answered prayer, but we don't like the scripture. Love your wife, love your family as Christ loved. How he loved the church. He gave his all for it. There were times when she worked full time. There were times when didn't she work full time. They tell me that a housewife is worth $300,000 a year. I ain't got that kind of money. I ain't got that kind of money. You know? Answered prayer hinges on healthy relationships. What am I saying? We have to work together. This church has got to grow. We've got to work together in unity. I'm not saying that you're not. I'm just throwing that out there to you. We answered. We want our prayers answered. We want our family. I want Dalama's family. I want my son-in-law, the Wharton family, to do better. You understand where I'm coming from? You understand where I'm coming from? So I got to pray and speak blessings. And when we disagree, well, we got to come to a compromise. Let me see what's going on. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And if somebody will come and play, I'm going to one more statement, and then we're going to pray. Is this okay?
Yeah.
Oh, did 1 Peter 3:7 kind of get your goat? Huh? Come on now, talk to me, somebody. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Hallelujah. Because there were times when I was working 70 hours a week in a limousine office. I came home and I still vacuumed. Well, ain't nobody going to say nothing here. Well, I'm too tired. Well, who died and made you God? Do that, whoever you are. It don't make no difference, male, female. What does the word say, folks? Come on, I'm being honest with you today. What does the word say? And I was a housewife for a while when my wife was only working, Brother Glover. Man, I want to be a housewife. Too much work. You start all over again the next day. Mercy. Woo, Jesus, help me here. I'm nothing wrong with that, folks. Answered prayer hinges on healthy relationships. That means we got to have devotion at home. And I admit, me and my, we don't have it as often as we should. What, a month and a half ago, maybe the last time that we had it, because we travel so much. But I try, Brother Glover, you know this, as we stand, folks, as we stand. The hardest thing for us to do, and I think Brother Glover will agree with me on this. The hardest thing for us men, and I'm not measuring the men here today, please, I'm trying to help us. And you girls that are married, guy, watch it. Bishop Hankins, what's right here? Friends and all that kind of stuff. Connections. But they'll let you know.
Right.
What do I say? Answer prayers is healthy relationships. The hardest thing for me to do, I can speak for myself, and Brother Grove will probably, I know he'll agree with me. Hardest thing for us to do is to minister to your own family. Because they know us. Everybody smile. Come on, guys. Everybody smile. And your husbands to be, you better smile. And your girls saying, yeah, rah, rah, rah. Okay, no. You know. That's the hardest thing for me to do, Brother Glover. Submission to my wife, my daughter, my son-in-law, my granddaughter. They live with us, folks. We got a big house, so they live with us. And that's the hardest thing. I can minister to Aaron or to Pazar there or to Elaine, or even though we're part of the family of God, then I'm talking about my family. I can minister to them a lot more easier than I can to my daughter or to my son-in-law or to my wife. It's hard, guys, but we have to do it. Answered prayer hinges on healthy relationships. It's not always easy. I still have a struggle with it. That's why I'm trying to do better this year. I got to speak blessings to my family. Amongst the cat fights and the up and downs and, you know. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. The power of agreement. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What does the aroma of your prayers smell like in heaven? Guys, girls here today, tonight, men, women, young people, children of the age of accountability. What does your prayers, or what does the aroma of your prayers smell like in heaven tonight? Boy, the scent, the fragrance. What are we putting out there, ladies and gentlemen, tonight? Not only for our families, but for the church. As you're helping to pray for the leadership of this church also, which is very important. Amen. To back them up. Catch the vision. What are your prayers like? What kind of fragrance are you putting out? What I want us to do here tonight as we close is I want every husband and wife to bring their own kids up here and stand as a family tonight at Sterling UPC with Pastor and Sister Glover tonight. Come on, quickly, come quickly. Now, I'm not going to force you. If you want to do it, that's fine, but that's up to Pastor here. But I'm just kindly asking every family, come together with your own kids. Oh, I feel the Holy. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost in here. It's going to get better, folks. We're going to break through and have revival. Not that we're not. But we want more of God. We want to enjoy the moment in prayer. We want to, because we all face difficulties. We all face struggles with our family. Whether your kids are here or whether you have grown kids like I do and they're married and they have their own kids. We still don't stop praying for them. Now don't we got to pray for our kids? We got to pray for our grandkids. It never stops. It never stops. But it's beautiful now that I can add a grandkid to my family. Because I said, baby, I'm not telling you this. Baby, this church, the Church of the Living, this is the way it is. This is how it has to be. This is where you belong. This is what it's all about. This is your heritage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing something, brother. Come on, let's put a fragrance out there, folks. Come on. A fragrance of as a family unit tonight with Pastor and Sister Lovers, the leadership, this congregation of people right now.
As a fragrant sweet perfume.
Lord, we thank you for this congregation.
And I saw
we thank you for
stirring.
We thank you for the families in this church, God.
As a sacrifice.
We need you, God. We need you. We need you, Jesus.
Aroma of worship fills this room. And the sweet. Let it rise before the song of praise be pleasing and a sacrifice consumed as a sweet aroma of worship filled.